What I will say is I definitely do not envy women right now who have to go to try to find a man. It is a time of, oh my gosh, there is so much going on. But I do empathize with you and how hard it is to like know who's the right one, who's being honest. The good news is there's a way to do it regardless of time. Because you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is timeless. That means He created methods that can supersede all of that if we only knew what they were. And we are going to be kicking off helping you kind of weed through what's going out there on the internet with guys and kind of like dealing with the things that the modern world's throwing at us as we're trying to do the right thing. Let's go. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslim Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslim, coming to you every week on topics like love, relationships, life hacks, marriage, like what we're going to do today, parenting, different things that you guys are struggling with as Muslimas and you just wish you had some advice. So I'm your big khala here. I'm going to help you out. If you guys don't already know, our website of everything beyond the podcast, all the free resources, all the classes, all that good stuff, www.mindful-muslimah.com. All right. So one of the biggest things I guess that we have become known for is helping women with marriage. And, you know, it's really interesting about doing that with women in so many countries is that after a while, you see where we're struggling as women. You get this incredible view from afar. It's quite unique. Like, I know we all kind of experience the marriage issues within our families, within our communities, within our pockets of friends. But when you get to talk to women from the Netherlands, Mexico, Pakistan, UK, US, Canada, Nigeria, Gambia, you know, Australia, you know, Indonesia, I have women calling me from every corner of the earth. It is quite an interesting perspective. So let me tell you one or two things that I notice, and we're going to dive right into some suggestions for you on if you're currently trying to get married, like some really important first place to start. And if you're struggling with certain things, I'll hit that too. So when it comes to women and marriage, one of the things that's really interesting is when I look across the board is a lot of our women, when I talk to them, they really, really are really tough on themselves. That's just like number one across the board. And this is not always their fault. Sometimes they come from families where the families have been really tough on them. Like they've been taught as kids, you know, you're not good enough, you're this, you're that, you know, like it's not that our parents don't mean well. It's just, you know, they're trying to do their best in whatever situation they're in. And sometimes these cultural things creep in where it's like there's a lot of criticism of the child. And it's funny, after I see this, it really does make me reflect on myself and my parenting and say, gosh, you know, I really have to pay more attention to that because that stuff creeps up later on. So for example, when you're comparing siblings, which is something the Prophet, peace be upon him, said not to do, right? So this is funny. The things that we're making mistakes at and that are harming our daughters are often things that the Prophet said not to do. Things like that. You know, things like, for example, if you give one gift to one child, you should give to the other. You know, like not creating hesed or jealousy between them. But being kind and forgiving and merciful with the kids. I know some of us have like an iron fist type approach from our families or just like a lot of like, I don't know why you do this, you never do that. We have to be really, really conscious because when it does chip away at the self-esteem. So when they're older and they're trying to find a spouse, right, aka it could be you if you're a mom listening or your daughter, it could be either, right? It's really, really makes them lower their standards, if I can be frank, and put up with a lot of nonsense. So what I want to say is that's one thing I see across the board. Another one I see is that women don't realize how much power they have. They really think that they're victims in their circumstance and they actually have solutions right in front of them that I could easily help them point out. And they're just living through difficult, suffering situations for no reason. I don't mean to be like that, but it's really true. And that's the beauty of Islam, right? Islam comes and it brings us solutions. And sometimes when you're stuck in your bubble, you can't see what's wrong. You need somebody in the outside to point it out because, you know, I've had that before where sometimes I'll get stuck, even at work, I'll get stuck in like trying to get a solution for a problem and I'm banging my head against the wall, right? Everywhere. I've tried, I went left, I went right, I can't figure it out. And then I'll turn to a coworker and I'll be like, hey, could you take a look at this a second? What are you thinking? And then they're like, oh, well, I would just do that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even see that. So sometimes with our personal situations, we need an outside eye. Right. And when I talk to a lot of you guys in consultation calls, one of the number one things you guys say is, I just want some clarity and some confidence, or some clarity and some advice, like every single time. As women, that's the other thing. We're always looking for clarity. We're feeling like we're second guessing ourselves. We're not quite sure. We don't want to make the big decision. It could be, you know, a big impact. And so these are some of the things I'm noticing with women. I say that to say that you guys might be going through some of those things right now. And you might say, oh yeah, I get it. Totally me. Where do I start? I don't even know what to do with that, but I definitely am trying to find a guy. So here's the thing. For many of us, what's holding us back isn't our desire to be better or to do better in this, you know, quest for the better self and for the great husband. It's the lack of relevant tools to do it. If I could just be 100% frank, you know, it's not an easy world out there navigating all that stuff coming at your face. It just really, really isn't. It's a really, really tough situation to be in. But I want you to understand a really important point. You do deserve the right man. And if you need help, no worries. We've got you here in the podcast. But here's where I suggest you start if you haven't already. So I want you to backpedal. You could have gotten far into the guy search, but I want you to backtrack a minute, and I want you to just like go back to the basics. Because if you don't have the basics covered, then going beyond that, it's like people in Ramadan, you know, like when Ramadan comes, they try to like dive into the sunnah, but they don't even pray on time. I tell them that, like a lot of women, we have program, right? A lot of you guys were in the Ramadan Recharge. This Ramadan, shout out to all the sisters on Thrive and everyone in Ramadan. Beautiful. I think one of our best Ramadans yet. So a lot of women come in, and, you know, they're like, oh, I'm going to read this many Juz Quran, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I'm like, let me ask you a question. Do you pray all the 5 prayers? Yep. Okay, cool. Do you pray them on time? Not usually. Sometimes I even combine them, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh. So I get that we want to dive into the complicated, like, what's the right questions? This, and I'm going to be going over it in the next maybe month. I'm going to be dabbling in some stuff with marriage. Probably for married people and for unmarried people, to make it a fun twist. So look forward to that, and kind of like May leading into June, because it's that time when the weather's getting nice outside and we're thinking about love. That's really what tends to happen this time of year. It's very, very interesting. And so weddings are happening. I'm actually going to a wedding today. It's about like weddings are happening. Shout out to all of you who invite me to your weddings. Alhamdulillah, you know, we want to think about what works. And so let's go back to the basics, you and me together. Let's make sure you have these covered, almost like a checklist. If you're good, you're good. Now, I'm not even going to get that much into him yet. This podcast is going to be mostly about you, and that's actually where you should start. So when I talk to you about most women are missing the tools, here's one of them. No one teaches us how we have to make sure we're good with us before we go to the guys. Because if we're not, that's when the guys, I don't want to say the word deceive us because they're not trying to, but like, you know, when they put their smooth moves on, they're like super whatever and attractive. And then you kind of like, you know, lose yourself because you're not grounded. So let's just get you grounded first, 2 seconds. And then we could talk about in the next podcast, him, and kind of like what's going on with him. And that's an interesting thing to talk about, guys, right? All right. So first one is, and these, like I said, if you know these, great. But if you don't, or you've stepped away from them, you've lost track, like get back on track. That's kind of like what today is, okay? Number one is reconnect with yourself. Many women get married based on the wants of family and society, and they have, you know, to live with that man for the rest of their lives. I need you to kill the noise and reconnect with yourself, because it's critical. Why do you really want to get married? Is it some external pressure, or do you truly desire it? Is it the friends? Is it the family, society? I feel I'm getting old. Everyone in my family is going to say something. Or is it like I actually want to get married? Now, let me just pause here. For the women who want to delay marriage until their 30s, that brings a whole nother interesting dynamic. Why do I say this? A lot of women are calling me up in their mid-30s now saying, now I want to get married. It's really hard. So number one, let me say, I get that we're putting career first. We want to settle all that before we're married. But who said? Yeah, like who said that's the rule? Oh, my parents said, Okay, so without getting too much into this topic, I want to say, be careful. Be careful. Because what women do when they delay until their 30s, unless they're just really crafty or never interact with anyone in the world, they could be getting into shady situations. Okay, yeah, you avoided marriage until your mid-30s, but yeah, you might have been texting guys, talking to guys, you know, chatting with that guy at the college campus or blah, blah, blah online or, you know, whatever, or your cousin or like... I'm just saying, usually you might get yourself in some sticky stuff before you actually get married. And so here we are just sinning through our 20s. Is that what we're doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, be really, really careful, because the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not encourage it to do it this way. In fact, he discouraged this behavior. So if you're doing that, okay, but it's not the ideal way. It is a very Western model to delay everything till you're like in your 30s and then you start your life. That is not the Islamic model. I just want to point it out. That's the Western model. So it's really important that we get a grip on, like, why do we really want to get married? Is it the pressures of things, or is it, I actually want to get married? Number two, what are your must-haves and must-not-haves? You guys have heard me talk about this a ton of times. Yeah, because it's incredibly important. I had a sister call me up the other day, and she was struggling because, you know, she had not thought how much it was important to her that she had to work. You guys have heard me told these stories before. Like, you guys just, you're really, really nice when you talk to guys, and you kind of like, really cool. Another one was, you know, she was not really, she didn't do her must-haves at all. So she went in there kind of just like feeling it out or emotional in the situation and just like thought we'd figure it out together. It was very Hollywood. She's now divorced. And that is because that guy turned out to be not that good for her, like almost violent. So my point is, you have to be really smart. You have to be smart. The stuff I'm suggesting here, it's not optional, if I could just be totally frank. It's not like, hey, you maybe should, and it's like really, really serious, right? So it's not that it's, and I don't mean to like throw the dark cloud. I'm trying to say, it's either you do it the right way or you do it the wrong way. And so here at the podcast, we only help you to do it the right way. So take this to heart. All right. Reconnect with yourself. Why do you want to get married? What are your must-haves, must-not-haves? If you haven't started there, start there. There's a ton more we could do there, but let's just move on for a second. Reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the turner of hearts. He can make the impossible possible, but are we putting ourselves in the right position for help? Yes, he will help all of us because he loves us, but he's not going to help us in the same way. He's not going to help the person who's really earnestly striving and the one who's not. You've heard me say that before. So have you fallen back on praying or missing your prayers? Fix them. Are you doing things you shouldn't do? Watching with your eyes, listening with your ears, talking to people you shouldn't. Are you doing things you shouldn't do? Stop them. Like, it's that simple. Oh, it's hard, sis. Listen to me. For most of us, it isn't that we can't, that we won't. If you really want to find the right guy, maybe this is the message that is a reminder for you to get this stuff on track. Next, put yourself in places a spouse would be that you want, right? So for example, I have a sister that she really could not find religious guys. And I'm like, well, what do you do on a daily basis? Like, where do you interact with guys? And she's like, oh, it's like, you know, college or work. I'm like, okay, well, do you think there's really religious guys there? She's like, no. So then I told her to look into classes in her area that were like Islamic classes for like, adult teens. So she found this academy that was actually for people ages 15 to I think 20 something. And everybody was up in there that was looking for knowledge. It was the people of ilm, the people who were like striving to learn the seerah, learn Quran. And there were tons of people in there. And guess where she found her spouse? Boom. That's what I'm trying to say. Sometimes we're just putting ourselves nowhere because we just sit at home on our phone. And if you go to a place where you're engaging with learning, even if you're not, like, she didn't go hang out on the guy's side. She actually hung out on the girl's side. And one of the girls knew a guy who wanted to get married because, you know, there's brothers and sisters and everybody talks, right? So one of the girls suggested. So that's my point. Immerse yourself in that. The other one is immerse yourself in du'a. We just had the book club this weekend. Shout out to the women. The last third of the night. Are you not using that last third of the night to tell Allah what you need? Oh my gosh, we just read a beautiful story. It was Fawzia's story about how she was struggling. And this has nothing to do with marriage, which is like, I'm not even going to tell you the whole story. It's an amazing story in the book club that we had just now. But like, it was this beautiful story of a sister in a nutshell that was trying to just move. She didn't want to move. She was just praying that that the landlord didn't increase her rent. She couldn't afford it. She knew it was going to happen. You know how it is. Like, times are tough, right? She's just praying. She's like, let me just do it in the last third of the night. So she did. In the end, not only, and this is a real story, not only did Alessa Pendo at the island not make him increase the rent, he gave her better, right? He allowed her, because she's from the UK, to buy a flat within the same vicinity, because that's what she wanted, because her kids were going to school there. She just wanted to stay there for the sake of her kids. And I think she's a single mom. He found that he had helped her to buy a flat and pay it off 100% in cash. Who goes from having no money to even have the rent increased to having an entire flat of their own 100% paid for in cash? No riba. That is the power of the, she said, out of nowhere, help was just coming. First it was my father, then it was just random family members, and it was just, and in the end, everything was taken care of. See, we put limits on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We put limits on Allah. Allah is limitless. He does not burden you also more than you can bear. He needs you to reach out. He needs you to reach out and just ask him. It's amazing. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. The next thing I want you to do is to take action. We are asking you to take action. Learning something new. It's like, what's that saying? If you just don't know how to do something and then you keep doing it that way, what are the chances you're going to see something different? You're not. So there's two exciting things that we have happening. I know that. One is we have this class we've been doing for about 2 years now, and it's a great class. You guys have loved it. We have an even better one coming out. Both of these are free, by the way. And we did a workshop on compatibility, and you guys went crazy and questions are the right questions. And so we made an entire booklet of questions and whatever. And I'm going to be starting going over some of that stuff inside of a new free class. But for now, what I want to tell you is, if you are not already a person who has taken the free class that we have that teaches you the four areas you have to know, then you want to take this class. It is literally like a 30-minute class. Just, it will give you the insight in exactly what you have to do in order to find the right guy. I've started you off by getting you with like the first baby steps. But if you want to dive into him, you can't wait till the next podcast. You want to dive into him. You want to dive into family. You want to dive into all that. Definitely, if you haven't already, take this free class. And in about maybe 2 weeks, we have another class coming out just specifically on the compatibility and questions piece, because you guys said it was important to you. And when we did the workshop on it last time, you guys went crazy. So you will be seeing that coming out probably in the first week of June. But for now, if you didn't do these four areas, critical, critical. Remember what I said, most women just don't have the tools. So I'm going to put it below. You can also just go to our website, www.mindful-muslima.com, and go to the classes and courses section. It's the first free class when you scroll down from the top, so you're not going to miss it. It's called the Muslim Marriage Lab free class. Right? But it's actually how to find a spouse by the Quran and Sunnah, but just like the introductory stuff. So what I tell women is, when you don't know where to start, or you want to know the basics, or you want to be like, what do I need to know to even find a guy? Like, what if there was a list of stuff that I had to know, we made the list for you. So if you walk out of there, you're going to walk out of there with that and the 15 top questions to ask a guy. Yeah. So we do that as like a free gift. But on top of that, like I said, look out also, and maybe the first week of June, for the other free class. But taking action is key. Well, I hope this podcast was helpful to get you back on track if you were feeling overwhelmed. It is not hard, sis. We've got your back. We have tons of support here. Don't forget that it is Monday. So you want to make sure that you're starting your summer off, your week off right. Let's change things for you. Let's get you on track. Can't wait to see you in the next podcast. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.